Well, good morning. This is Jeff Chapman with your daily inspiration today. Thanks for your interest and call in our ministry here. Our goal and our vision is to encourage you and to help you find your life full of the Lord Jesus, loving Him like the commandment says. Love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. You know, there's so many things that want to get our strength. I want to give you an exhortation today about watching. You know, I've got a picture in my house that I'm actually looking at right now as I'm recording this devotion. And this picture is pretty magnificent. It has a giant hand on it, and it's coming out of a long sleeve robe. All you can really see is the hand and the folds of the robe. This hand is holding an hourglass, one of the old fashioned hourglasses full of sand, and 99% of the sand is at the bottom of the hourglass, and there's just a trace of sand left rushing through the narrow pathway, the narrow tube that goes to the bottom. So it insinuates that, you know, the hourglass is emptying fast and there's not much time left. And the sky is dark, and then there's red and there's fire, there's clouds of black and white mixing. And then right below the hourglass is this circle. And as you begin to look at it, it's planet Earth. And around planet Earth is all kind of distress occurring. And at the bottom of the picture, in bold black letters, it says, "Time is running out." Then the scripture verse out of Matthew 24 says, "Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Time is running out. You know, there's an exhortation for us today from that picture. It's a sober reminder. Life is brief. We know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is our life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanish away. We're like the flower. We sprout, we grow, we bloom, we wither. We spend our days as a tale that is told, the psalmist wrote. He said there in the book of Psalms that we are to number our days and to apply our hearts unto wisdom. The Bible does warn you to boast not yourself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. So our exhortation to watch, we have it. Matthew 24, Luke 21, and I'm going to read you the exhortation to watch out of Mark 13:32. May God help us to get a vision of this reality. "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. The Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." So of the day and the hour, it's a hidden date. if anyone ever comes on the platform, the radio, the TV, the book, whichever form of media they want to broadcast it in your church, and they can give you the day and the hour that Jesus is coming back, you can just stand in their face and laugh and say, liar, because of the scriptures it says of that day, knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. The Father has a day appointed in which he will judge this world in righteousness according to the gospel. So because of this mysterious secret day when God is going to say time will be no more, judgment shall begin, it is a secret day. The Son, Jesus Christ, who is God as much as God, is sitting there waiting for the consummation of all things. That when God says, go get our children, go redeem the redeemed, and recall them from the four winds. So because of this appointed, mysterious date, Jesus tells us to take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. You know, there's a lot of things that you're prepared for to do. You make a lot of provisions for the camping trip, the vacation, the business meeting, the job you're going to do. Whatever it is, you take forethought and preparation. But isn't it amazing how so many people called Christians today don't even make preparation or provision for such an important day as this that has been forewarned and has been heralded, has been stated, and even the Bible tells us that the skeptics and the scoffers are going to say, ah, where's the promise of this day? Don't y'all say Jesus was going to come back? Well, when's doomsday? Ha, ha, ha. They laugh us to scorn. But, oh, my friend, they will not be laughing one day. Let them laugh. Let them jeer. Let them scoff. Let them scorn. They can call you a fanatic. They can call you a crazy Christian. They can call you a legalist. They can call you extreme. But, oh, my friend, on that day when the Father says, son, go get the children, and you are taken from this earth into the safe care of the Lord Jesus because you trusted and obeyed him, they're going to call you gone then, my friend. They're going to call you gone. They're gonna wish that they had listened to you. They're gonna wonder what happened, because all hell's gonna break loose. So he tells us to take ye heed, to watch and to pray. Be prepared. He's coming. Absolutely, positively, as sure as the most sure thing you know, the sun coming up and setting, Jesus Christ is going to return. So because of this, we're to watch. That means to stay awake, to stay alert, because there at the end of the story, it says, lest he come and find you sleeping, spiritually sleeping, physically sleeping, this insinuates somebody that really has not made this a priority. I know when I've got something very exciting to do, that when I go to bed that night, although sometimes I'll go to bed early because I want to get up on time, I'll wake up 4, 5, 6 times in the night because I'm excited. I don't want to miss it. I want to be there. And this is the same way, the anticipation, the excitement of meeting God one day in the air, being prepared to live in eternity in glory with God. Watch and pray. How's your watching? How's your prayer life? You know not when the time will be. Well, I just wanted to encourage you with this. Last verse there in chapter 13 of Luke is, "And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." Lord Jesus bless you, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye now.